Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha. We are the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, I've got a special guest for you today. It's me. And I admit I'm a little bit nervous. It's a lot easier for me to interview other people about how great they are and their wonderful work. But the reason that I am recording this show for you today is because I've had so many clients recently who are starting out in their journey as professional alternative healers. So I'm a little bit prejudiced. I believe that the world needs more healers. I remember years ago, after I graduated from Brown University and I was Phi Beta Kappa, my professor from Brown, who was a great mentor of mine, he spoke to me every week for 27 years until he died. He said, "I'm really proud of you. You didn't just follow the money." And because he had so many students who right out of Brown went straight into places like Goldman Sachs, where they could immediately earn millions of dollars. So I'm here to talk to you today about how to be successful on all levels as an alternative healer. And as of this recording, I'm 65 years old. I've had my own business for 31 years. I am conventionally successful in an alternative career. I own my house. I own my car. I have investments at Morgan Stanley. I have a significant net worth, which I didn't inherit it. I didn't marry it. I didn't divorce it. I earned it. So as you listen to me today, if you are wanting to be successful in a business, helping others, serving others, and healing the planet, then I hope what I have to say to you today is of service to you. Okay. And if you want to learn more about me, also, you can read any of my 10 books, which are available on Amazon, and 8 of them are available as audiobooks. So I'm here to share with you what I've learned about business. Now, interestingly enough, before I became a medical intuitive healer, for about 10 years, my first career out of college, I was actually a newspaper reporter. I was a journalist. And at the time, I covered business, which was very interesting to me. I interviewed Alan Greenspan and Paul Volcker at the same time. If you know who those people are, they were presidents of the Federal Reserve, heads of the Federal Reserve. And I wrote about business and I wrote about finance. And by writing about those things as a journalist, I learned a lot about business, which I then subsequently took into my career in natural healing. So I started in natural healing at age 34. And again, I'm now 65. I want to also say that what you're looking at is all real. My hair is real. My face is real. My body is real. I am wearing makeup, but this is what you can achieve through natural healing. All right, so here's some principles of success that you may find beneficial to follow. The first one is to keep your overhead low. So I remember years ago, I had a client, he was a multimillionaire, and he was a C student. I was the Phi Beta Kappa from Brown, and I was helping him. And he said to me, the key to business is low overhead. So years ago, I moved my business to my home. I remember at the time when I moved my business to my home, this was before anybody was moving business to their home. This was, I think back in 1999, that falls under the I'm so old that I moved my business to my home in 1999. And I remember at one point, I figured out if I had paid even $1,000 a month rent for an office, I would have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars. So many people, they set up a business and automatically their rent is $6,000 a month just for the property. And then you have all these other expenses on top of this. So when you're starting out, you want to start out as simply as possible with super low overhead. So as of this recording, I've taught yoga for 29 years. One of the smartest things I've ever done is never open a yoga studio. I have so many colleagues who've opened and closed yoga studios, and they closed the yoga studios because they were losing money and or their overhead was so high. So I don't make a ton of money teaching yoga, but it definitely gives me a tremendous amount of joy and it provides meaning and purpose to my life. And I refer to my yoga as my mental health program. So the key to business is low overhead. So wherever you are, you want to start out with super low overhead, whether that's working out of your house. When I remember when I first started teaching yoga, a local church allowed me to hold classes there, and I taught there for about 20 years before moving on to teach in other locations. So find a place where your rent is free, such as your home, or offer a space. And then by keeping your overhead low, then your bottom line, your net, which is what you're going to be able to take home after you pay your expenses, is going to come to you a lot more easily. And the biggest benefit to me for low overhead is low stress. So I hate being stressed. That's why I teach yoga 29 years for I've taught yoga for 29 years. I am a highly sensitive person. A friend of mine who's sensitive said to me this weekend, sensitive is sensitive. So I've also done a radio show on how to become strong enough to handle being a highly sensitive person. So many of us highly sensitive people get drawn into holistic healing. We're sensitive. We don't necessarily fit into conventional work environments. We desperately, at the soul level, want to make a difference and to make a difference in the lives of others. But if you make a difference at the lives of others at your own expense and giving away your life energy, your money, and drain yourself, then you're not actually helping everybody. So the first step is to keep your overhead low and find places to work that are either low cost or free. Now, the second key to principle of success as a holistic entrepreneur is to know your weaknesses and your strengths. So I'll take myself, for example. I am a two on the Enneagram. So if you know the Enneagram, I am a nurturer, I'm a helper, I'm a mother archetype. So I love nurturing. If you come to my healing room, it's full of beautiful orchids. My organic garden is usually gorgeous, although right now it's December, so it's going into the transition in the winter months. But every living being that comes into my realm receives nurturing, whether it be the orchids in my healing room, my clients, but also people around me. And being as intuitive as I am, I'm constantly tuned in to the needs of others. I just can't help myself. It's who I am. So this is both a weakness and a strength. So because I know I'm a nurturer, then I avoid having a big staff. I pick the people who help me very, very carefully. And I pick people who are actually going to support me. So I have a fabulous bookkeeper or accountant. If you're in the US and you need a great bookkeeper and accountant, let me know. I have a fabulous handyman who helps me. So you want to find people who actually help you and don't just take your money and drain you. And at the same time, know your strengths. So I remember when I was in my 40s, somebody said to me, "You're very good at many things, but where you're," they said, "your skills as a medical intuitive cannot be taught or learned." So my greatest strength is my claircognizance, also known as psychic knowing. And I knew in my 40s that by the time I was in my 50s, my focus would be on healing. And that's what I have done. So when you do your inner work and you discover who you are, build a business around your greatest strengths. So even if you're smart or talented, if you try to build a business around what you're not naturally gifted at, you're going to be working harder. Versus, you can wake me up in the middle of the night. I've done medical intuitive readings for people in the middle of the night. Not that that's my preference, but that gift never turns off, right? So you want to discover your greatest skills. And part of what I do is I help people understand their psychic gifts. So build a business around your greatest skills and your greatest strengths so that what you do comes easily to you and it's not an effort, right? So when I get to use my claircognizance, it feels amazing. Like when I get the opportunity to do medical intuitive reading, it's like being a racehorse and you're setting me at the gate and I get to run free. So when you use your greatest strength, you're going to be in your ultimate expression of who you are on this planet, and you're going to feel awesome and you're going to be able to share your personal magnificence with the world. Now, the third principle of success for holistic entrepreneurs is to begin with your ideal day in mind. I just spoke with a prospective client. He's actually a physician, and we were discussing a schedule about when he might be able to come to see me. And he starts his day at 7 a.m. And I'm an early riser. I get up at 7 a.m. I used to start working at 6 a.m. But when you're wanting to create your success as a holistic entrepreneur, you have to realize that success is actually a bigger picture. So success includes money, but that is not the only part of success. Success is a bigger picture that includes your personal well-being. It includes your happiness. It includes your family well-being. It includes your environment. So be thinking about, if you had a week to live and you wanted to work during that time and you wanted to be of service during that time, what would your life look like? So for me, part of my ideal day is I love teaching yoga. And so even though it doesn't contribute greatly to my bottom line, it contributes greatly to my mental, emotional, spiritual well-being. So I teach yoga 8 or 9 times a week at this recording. So you want to figure out how you can set up a day also so that you can maintain your energy. And a couple of years ago, I worked with a lady in marketing, and she'd had a number of health problems, and she was working 12 to 14 hours a day. She'd gone to Thailand to do healing work to restore her health. And then she came back and was working 12 to 14 hours a day. So that may or may not be your picture of success, but many people go into holistic healing because they got burned out in corporate life. And one of my 10 books is called Unlimited Energy Now, which is all about how to restore your energy on the 5 levels of healing. So for me, I have space in my day. I have space for myself. On an ideal day, I have time to lie in my hammock. I have time to walk my dog. I have time to work in my garden. I have time to pray and meditate. So you want to set up your picture of success with that bigger view of what your ideal day would look like. So think about the kind of people that you want to spend time with, the kind of time that you want for yourself and your own self-care. Because also, if you get completely drained doing your work, then you're no longer to be of service to others. So again, I'm repeating myself. I'm 65 years old. Everything that I do requires a tremendous amount of energy. Healing takes a lot of energy. Doing medical intuitive readings with people all over the world takes a lot of energy. Teaching yoga takes energy. And I am a naturally high energy person, but I set up my life so that I can maintain a high level of energy. And so by doing that, it's part of my picture of success. Now, the fourth principle of success for holistic entrepreneurs is to create products and services for your ideal customer. And I am not a marketing guru. I don't have an MBA. I remember at one point, after writing about business, somebody tried to talk me into getting an MBA, but I'm so glad I didn't. I have an MBA in life success, right? So, at any rate, as you do your work, you're going to learn more about the people that you serve. So, for example, most of my books I wrote to help the people that I serve. So, for example, one of the number one issues for my new clients is many of my new clients are exhausted. So, I wrote the book Unlimited Energy Now. Many people who come to see me are anxious or depressed. So, I wrote the book Banish the Blues Now. Many of my clients are in pain. So I wrote the book, The Difference Between Pain and Suffering, which is all about how to get out of pain naturally without drugs. There is literally not a day that goes by in my work life that I don't help somebody get out of pain. I'm really good at helping people get out of pain. So I wrote a book about it. Many of my clients are highly spiritual people and they want to understand what is going on with my soul. So I wrote the book Reading the Soul, which is all about what I look for when I do a medical intuitive reading, what's going on at your soul level. Many of my clients want to get in touch with their own intuition. So I wrote the book Unlimited Intuition Now, which is all about the four kinds of intuition and how you can get it to work. And right before the pandemic, I wrote and published the book. The little book of breath work. And it was so funny because my guidance told me to write a book about breathing. And I argued with myself, and my guidance was incredibly insistent. And then a year after I published the book, the pandemic started in March 2020. And I was able to give that book away for free to people in 17 different countries. And if you're listening to this broadcast and you would like a copy, an ebook of the Little Book of Breathwork, send me an email, Catherine@CatherineKerrigan.com, and I'll send you an ebook of the Little Book of Breathwork. And then many of my clients want to understand more about holistic healing. So I wrote the book, What is Healing? Awaken Your Intuitive Power for Health and Happiness. So when you think about your products and services, you want to design your products and services around your ideal customer. I see so many websites of holistic healers, and the websites are all focused on how special the healers are. And to me, this is a very narcissistic approach. I'm claircognizant. That's the same gift as Edgar Cayce is, but what I focus on is you. Are you in pain? Are you exhausted? Do you have anxiety or depression? Do you have money issues? Do you have relationship issues? Are you trying to figure out your soul purpose? These are all problems that I can solve for you. So when you think about your products and services, create products and services to serve others. And obviously, you may use your special gifts in creating these products and services and delivering these products and services, but for God's sakes, focus on other people and how you can help them. And with that, I'll be right back. My name is Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me at katherinekerrigan.com and unlimitedenergynow.com. We'll be right back.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. I'm here today talking to you about principles of success for holistic entrepreneurs. And I was talking about creating products and services for your ideal customer. So when I talk to people about business, the example I frequently give is a tire store. Why do we have tire stores? We have tire stores because tires don't always last. They usually wear out at some point. So I have a 2018 Prius. My previous Prius, really the only major problems that I had with it were the tires. So you go to a tire store, you have trouble with your tires, they've worn out or you have a nail in it or they've gotten deflated or something. And the people at the tire store can help you figure out what kind of tires do you need. When I go to Discount Tire and they say, okay, you've got a 2018 Prius. This is the amount of miles you drive every year. And based on your driving habits, these are the kind of tires that you could use for your car. And here's the gold, platinum, you know, and bronze choices, right? So when you set up your business, again, you want to think about solving problems for people, right? And so your business should not be built on how special you are. It should be built on solving problems. And the better you get at solving problems for people, the more business you will have. And, you know, I have a lot of strong opinions about this, as you have probably gathered. And so many people who go into holistic healing have packages. You know, give me $15,000 and I'll solve your problems for you. I don't do that. Now, of course, I do have 31 years of experience, but my feeling is when I can move the needle for people, when I can actually solve their problems, they tell everybody they know. And so, for example, I have a gentleman who's 62. He's had seizures his whole life. After our second session, the seizures stopped and he was having seizures every day. And that's purely with healing. No remedies at all. No supplements, no homeopathy, no flower essences. So you want to focus on solving problems. And when you get really good at solving a problem, whether it's helping people have more energy or getting people out of pain or alleviating anxiety and depression or helping them to connect to their soul gifts, and these are all problems that I solve, then you will have plenty of business. Now, the fifth principle of success for holistic entrepreneurs is to always be learning. Why is this so important? The vibration of the planet is speeding up. One of the things that is absolutely true is that business is always changing. So even though I've done natural healing for full time for 31 years, the landscape has changed dramatically. We saw, of course, a huge change during the pandemic, but things are different now. And the only thing that you can count on is change. It's one of the principles of nature. And even my garden, which is so beautiful, there'll be times when I look out at my garden, I think, oh my goodness, now is the most beautiful time. And I take lots of photographs. And then 2 weeks later, everything's different. So we have to accept that change is part of business, it's part of life, it's part of the natural flow of things. And so you always want to be learning. And as the vibration of the planet speeds up, sometimes techniques that used to work 10 years ago don't work anymore because they're too slow. So you're wanting to be always staying on the cutting edge. So even though I'm 65, I've done this for 31 years and I've published 10 books, I'm always learning. And one of the ways that I learn is by interviewing the top experts in natural healing here at the Natural Healing Show. So if you're wanting to learn for free, just go to my YouTube channel and look up Catherine Kerrigan and the Natural Healing Show, and you can watch videos for hours and hours and hours of the top healers sharing their wisdom. You can also go to UK Health Radio and listen to the podcasts while you're driving, while you're learning. So you want to be always on the cutting edge, always learning. I'm about to sign up for a workshop in February next year in Sedona, Arizona. So by staying on the cutting edge, you're going to be staying in current vibration, because as holistic entrepreneurs, we are part of the knowledge economy. So that means that I am making a living based on my personal wisdom. Now, of course, in 31 years, I have a lot of experience that I can draw on. I can go back and read any of my 10 books or listen to the 8 of them are available as audiobooks. But when you're always learning, also, then you're staying in a beginner's mind and you're staying in a state of excitement and unfoldment and wonderment, like, wow, this is so cool. I mean, some of the stuff that I do, it still astounds me. It's like, wow, you feel better? You know, God is good. This is so awesome. Now, the sixth principle, and this is really important to me, is to think win-win. So if you're ever unsure what choice to make in any aspect of your business, just ask yourself, is this win-win? I'm going to give an example from one of my current clients. So one of my current clients, he has a neurological disorder, and he was working with a naturopath in another state. They sold him $10,000 worth of machines, most of which were just jangling his nervous system and making him even more agitated. And when we went over his supplements, they literally sold him every single supplement in their web store. Okay. So I was watching that. I was like, wow, I'm going to begin to think of naturopaths like I think about drug companies, right? Are you in it for yourself? Or are you in it to help other people? Because if you're in it to really be of service, you're going to be around because integrity always shines through. So when I make decisions, I always think about, is this good for me and good for everyone else, right? So as you stay in win-win, you lead yourself to total integrity and you never lose with total integrity. And when people know that you operate out of total integrity, you build trust. So people know, I have a web store, I private label supplements, and I'll tell people, well, you need this, but here's this other thing that you need, and here's where you can order it on the internet, and here's where you might get a good price for it. Which leads me to my next principle, which is to heal your relationship with money. Now, I have an entire manual in my healing room on healing people's relationship with money. Now, you might think, well, what is a medical intuitive healer doing helping people with their relationship with money? So you, in your brain, you have a reptilian brain, which is the survival parts of your brain. In our culture, money is part of your reptilian brain because it's safety. So the first thing the reptile needs is to feel safe. And I've definitely had clients who walk in and they say, I'm worth $15 million. The stock market was down last week. Can you give me a discount? And I'm like, no. So many people think that healing your relationship with money is about having more. And Ella Fitzgerald said, I've been rich, I've been poor. Poor is better, which I agree. But when you heal your relationship with money, you can get out of survival mode. And when you get out of survival mode, you're going to get out of stress. So growing up, I personally was always inspired by stories of a laundress who bequeathed $1 million to a college when she died. Because even though she never had a formal education, she always saved. And I've always been a saver. I've always been an investor. So I'm like the tortoise who wins the race. I've used my intuition to find really good investment professionals. So when I first started doing healing work on my money issues, I discovered I was actually allergic to money. So a good place, how do you heal your relationship with money? You can start by journaling about, what did my father tell me about money? What did my mother tell me about money? And what did I learn from my culture about money, right? And you have to understand that much of our money programming comes from our family of origin and also our culture. So for example, for many years, I helped a homeless person. Well, in his culture, you stole everything, you know, and that was just normal. That's just what you do. Well, that's not going to work if you want to have a successful business as a holistic entrepreneur. So you want to heal your relationship with money in order to get out of survival mode. And so for you, for me now, if you looked at my QuickBooks, every bill is paid, everything's in complete order. And when your financial life is in order and your bills are paid, then you can focus on being of service, and 100% of your energy and attention is into making a big difference in the lives of others. And when you really help people and put your whole heart into being of service, then indeed you will be financially successful. And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. I'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, talking to you today about the principles of success for holistic entrepreneurs. So the eighth principle we want to talk about is to embrace the three aspects of business. So all business, no matter what it is, has three parts: production, administration, and marketing. So you could argue right now, I'm doing marketing. I'm telling you about who I am, what I can do, and how I can help people. I was talking to a lady who's been studying nursing, holistic nursing, and she's getting ready to start her own business. And she said to me, I really just dread and loathe self-promotion. And I said to her, it's not self-promotion. If you think about it, self-promotion, then you're still thinking about me. And you want to be thinking about we and all. I said, it's not self-promotion. It's simply explaining to people how you can help them. I was talking to another client who's in Spain, who's setting up a business to help women who have gotten out of narcissistically abusive relationships. And I said to her, what if you are a blessing to someone, right? What if you help that person get out of pain, get out of anxiety, get out of depression, take their power back and get their life back on track? So a good way to think about marketing is simply explaining to people how you can help them. And the less you talk about, you know, how special you are and how you have a pointed head and how you're connected to these weird beings in outer space, you know, and so on, that no one can relate to, talk about the problems you can solve and explain how you can do it. So production, administration, and marketing. So we see a lot of people in holistic healing and they can't make a living. So they think the solution is to get another degree or to study another subject. So when you treat your business like a business, you will be more successful. Let's talk about basics. I have a bookkeeper. I have an accountant. I have an SEO person who helps me with search engine optimization in London. I sometimes use a virtual assistant in the Philippines who helps me with social media. So these are all contract people who help me. And so you want to set up your business properly. A common mistake that I see is people have one bank account, you know, put everything in their personal. You want to have a personal bank account and a business bank account. You want to incorporate your business. Your business will be a separate entity. And it has its own energy. My business is called Unlimited Energy Inc. Okay. So you want to set up a business, have a business bank account. And as you market, explain to people how you can help them. So you don't want to set up your business by focusing so much on how special you are, but again, how you can help people. Which brings me to my ninth principle, which is learn how to win what I call the game of social media. So I tend to do most of my marketing myself. I make videos and interviews for the Natural Healing Show. I used to write a lot of blogs. I haven't been blogging so much in the past year. But again, you're wanting to use social media, which is free, just to explain to people how you can help them. And YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. So when I took over the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio, I make both audios and videos. And I put the videos on my YouTube channel because people watch my videos for years to come. And you may be watching this video 5 years from now. If so, bless your heart. Thank you. But you want to create content that's free where people can access. And social media is one of the simplest ways. I was talking to a gentleman who happens to be a medical doctor, an MD. And he said he avoided social media because he didn't want to fight with anybody. I don't fight with anyone. So Mother Teresa said, you know, don't invite me to an anti-war rally. Take me to a peace rally instead. So you don't need to fight anybody or anything. Simply shine the light of the truth of who you are and how you can help people. So be a voice of reason and be a voice of hope. Be a beacon of hope. And a really good visualization for this is to be a lighthouse. So if you think about a lighthouse is grounded and it shines light. And when you are grounded and you shine your light, then other people can find their way by your light, okay? You don't have to convince anybody. You just shine the light from your soul and other people can find you. Now, the 10th principle of success is to choose your business partners as carefully as your intimate partners. So this year, I switched accountants and I also switched handymen. So it was just an upgrade in both cases. So you want to pick partners who are as healthy on the inside as they are on the outside. You want to pick business partners who have the same values as you, who operate out of honesty and integrity and service. Now, I know the 11th principle of success is when you make a mistake, not if, correct yourself as soon as you recognize your error. So many people, they make a mistake, and mistakes are how we learn. And in life, we can make mistakes, and then we go to a therapist and we talk about our feelings and so on. In business, when you make a mistake, it usually costs you money. I remember one time making a mistake cost me about $750. And my accountant at the time said, Catherine, this is better than therapy. You'll never forget. So when you make a mistake, correct yourself as soon as possible. So don't waste years of your life trying to make a business work that has no actual future. So you have to forgive yourself. We all make mistakes. I make mistakes. I continue to make mistakes. And so, yes, you'll waste money. You're going to waste your time. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose time. But so when you do that, don't beat up on yourself. It's just part of learning. So just when you see that you've made a mistake, correct it as soon as possible. Figure out what you need to do differently and then move on. I also want to talk about something that I do. And this is a principle from Esther Hicks. So many of you may have heard of Esther Hicks. And she talks about the power of visualization. So we in life and in business, we can be consciously competent or unconsciously competent. So for many years, I was doing this unconsciously. And then when I realized what I was doing, I was like, wow, this really works. I'm going to start doing this with larger amounts of money. So basically what I would do is every week, I would visualize that I would have a certain amount of money in my business bank account at the end of the week. Now, as you know, when you run a business, you have incoming. That's when people pay you. And then you also have business expenses. So that's when you pay money out. You have money coming in, money coming out. So I would visualize a certain amount of money in my business bank account at the end of the week. And it worked like a charm. And then I was like, wow, I need to do this with larger amounts of money. So I would visualize my Morgan Stanley statement, because they mail me a statement in the mail every month. And on the top right is the total amount of my investments. And I would visualize a certain amount of money that I want to see in my investments accounts. So use the power of visualization. You can use your power of visualization to have certain amounts of money. You can also use your power of visualization to attract the kind of clients that you want. You know, it's like, all right, how many client hours do you want to see a week? You visualize those spots being scheduled and booked in your scheduling. I have a max scheduling. So use the power of visualization. So those of us who are highly intuitive and highly sensitive people, we have these special gifts. Use your gifts. Use your psychic gifts in your business. I use my psychic gifts to pick my investment people. And they're, you know, some of the top investment guys in the country. And I use my intuitive gifts to hire people. Lots of people, actually clients, come to me to figure out who to hire. So I use that. And then I use my visualization in my accounting and also in my scheduling, right? So if I want to have a day off, or for example, coming up shortly, I'm going to take a friend of mine to the dentist who's having their tooth pulled. Well, that day I'm visualizing no clients because I'm taking that day off to help a friend. But I'm going to visualize lots of other clients on other days. So the final principle of success is to get a coach, all right? So I've always used a coach, and somebody who understands me extremely well, understands my business. I myself am a coach for many other successful holistic entrepreneurs, and help people find somebody who's actually good at what they do, right? Not just, I started last week or last year. I've run my own business for 31 years. I'm practical. I'm grounded. I'm successful. I make money. I save money. I invest money. And, you know, the last real message that I want to give everybody is that you can do this. When you really set your intention at the soul level to be of service to the planet, you get help. Not only do people recognize the integrity and service that you provide, but you also get spiritual help. So every morning I pray, I meditate, I call in my angels, and I ask my angels for divine protection, for healing, and also to bring me all the people who I can really help. So use your gifts and get a coach and call in your divine spiritual, your healing team in spirit, right, to help you. And your healing team in spirit can help you know and be of service with your clients, and also can help you with the business parts of things, right? My name is Catherine Kerrigan. Thank you so much for listening. I believe that the world needs more healers. And that is part of why I run the Natural Healing Show here at UK Health Radio, because I want to share the wisdom and knowledge that people have accumulated through the years of working with people. And again, I have run my own business for 31 years. I'm 65. I'm not stopping. I love helping people. It absolutely makes my soul sing. And if you've been wanting to set up a business serving people in natural healing, my heart goes out to you. You can do it. You can find out more about me at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. My final message to you is that natural healing works. I'm 65 years old. I'm drug-free. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm financially successful. You can do it. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.